Right side of the share this week is being sponsored by Rabbi Avram David, Nishmas Zisul, Vas, Rabbi Shmuel Halevi, Olei Hasholom. The other side is Hey Sivan Erev Shavuos. Shalom Shabbat and Aliyah.
I just have a few hours. I don't have a big, long list of Torah. Vechamalde vechamami. Sure. If you don't mind. Okay, I'll start with... Yeah, the one it says in the base. Toshma. So the more he wants to be in the right, if the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, if someone could mischive himself with write down on a piece of paper that he hired somebody money, if that's considered a star is chayvis or not. Without aiding, if he has a regular star, he's mechuyim. But he just writes. He just writes he writes down what he said verbally, that once he machayim himself with a certain amount, and he gives him the piece of paper, because he become a chuyiv or not. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says he could, and Shlokish says he can't. They need a real, or if he does it in front of Edim. But if there's no Edim, then there's no chuyiv. So the more he wants to bring a raya. What's the raya? Toshma. Says the Brice, because of the Koyin Shanechayev Luchach Chomish Sloy. Somebody writes down, he has a ben, once we pay to the ben, so he writes down that he writes on a piece of paper, Anichayev Luchach Chomish Sloy, and he gives it to him. Zog the Gemara, Zog the Brice, Chayev Litin Loy, Chomish Sloy. So he has to give him the Chomish Sloy that he wrote down, over Bno Yene Pod. It's not Pod. The moment wants to bring a raya that you could be mechayiv yourself. Why does he have to give him chamish loyim? Why does he give him chamish loyim? Why does he mechayiv himself? So he's mechayiv himself to give him chamish loyim, so he's mechayiv time. Now, why is b'noi podri? Isn't b'noi podri? Because he's mechayiv ready to give him. So now he's not giving him anything for the pidyon haben. So it's not b'nei yene podri. That's what the moment wants to bring a raya. So the moment, Rish Lakish says, it's not a raya. Shiny hosom the mishubit le midarais. Since there is a shibud of chamish loyim, so the shibud gives the star a toikif, that is mechuyev. Otherwise, taki you cannot be mechayev yourself. But since it's mishubit min atoiro, so that itself gives it a toikif that you could be mechayev yourself. Like the Gemara, ihoche amai posav. If he's mishubit anyways, what's he writing? What's he writing? What's he writing down? He's meshubin anyway. So the Gemara says, "Akasha, k'day levar eloy koyin." He can give to any koyin. So he writes down that he's going to give it to this koyin. But the shibud is because of the Torah was meshabim. Why the Gemara yehochi b'noy anoy yein epodim? Why is it epodim if he's meshubin? And he could be meshabim himself with a piece of paper. So he gave this piece of paper to the Kohen. So now he wants to be paid with this piece of paper. And he's since it's Mishubit Medaraisi, so he could be Mechayim himself. So why isn't Bnei Padu? So it's a legitimate Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara is the Ule. The Omar Ule. The Var Toiro Bnei Padu. Lekishayite. This is what we have. The Var Toiro Ule says, Einochanav. It's Taki Padu. When he gives the money, he's going to be padui. On my time, I'm over no any padui. Zero shem yoyim u poidin bishtaros. It's a gzeira. Min ha-toira is takapod. If he gives the money, then he's paid him with the money.
He gives the shtar. Not the money.
No, then he gives the money. Ula says, with the shtar itself, you're not mechuyav. I'll explain it. That's funny. You're talking about the rice. Yeah. The way we have it, the gears of our Gemara is benoy podu lekishayite, which means with the shtarian he's not podu. Only if he gives the money. I'll explain. Enochanam. Ula says that he writes the shtar, he gives it to him, still not podu. If he gives him the money, then he's podu. He gives him the money of the shtar, he's podu. But with the shtar itself, he's not podu. Oh, yeah. He's not podui, only kshayite, right? Then the gzeir mid rabbanan is that you're not podui with the shtar. Why? You're not podui at all.
Even with the money.
You're not podui. Why? I'll say gzeir that shema yoyim will be, because since he gave a shtar before, so people are going to make a mistake and they're going to think that he was paid to him with the shtar. And you can't repay the shtar. So Al Tzeir already said that you're not paid even with the money, since you made it in such a way with the shtar. This is the way we have it. There's another girsa in the Gemara in Pcheles that it doesn't say l'kshayita. The lashon in Pcheles, it says bunoi ein l'padui. Dvar Torah, Omarul, Dvar Torah Podui. In my time, Omar, Bno Yene Podui, Gzera Shamu, Yomu, Pierce Poin Mishtolis. That's another verse in Cleris. That what? Bno Yene Podui, it's as Gzera. Omarul, Dvar Torah Podui, why is Bno Torah is a Podui? Why is he Podui? Meaning, he's really minatoy. It's podu tak with the shtar, but it's but the gzeira was that they shouldn't be podui because of the gzeira. Zok Rashi. So here's the gears. Rashi brings like this. Rashi says, Shema yoyim will pay them b'shtaris. Shema yoyim will pay them es hakhoyer b'shtari choyv. שיש לו על אחר ומסרוי לכהן בפדיונוי דאוסו למימר מה לי הישטורי מה לי הישטורי וענן תנען מסכת בחרס אין פרידים לא יבעבודו ולא בשטורס ולא בקרקרס. So Rashi says that בנוי אין הפודו, what's the gzeira? באמס with the star, באמס with the star, he is פודו. And he is פודו. The gzeira is that with the shtar shel acherim is not put. That means he might give him a shtar, not the shtar that he's writing him. Here he's writing with shtar is chayvis. With the shtar is chayvis, he is put. But the gzeira is that you're going to think that maybe he'll give him a shtar that he has on somebody else, and he'll give him that, and that for sure is not put. So that's gzeira, that they're going to mix up the shtores, so therefore, it's boy and a pod. Al-Zegzeir. So it comes out that Rashi was gairis, b'nei ein a podui, that b'nei podui, midaraise with the shtar. Not like Sheita. Not like we have. There's a gears and players like that. B'nei podui minatoira with this shtar, because this is not a problem. The gzeira is that they'll mix up this shtar with a different shtar. There's a shtar, shtar shel acherim, that's no good. So they might say that with this star is also good.
Maybe there'll just be no gzeira on this star because eventually they'll give the money because he has a star against
him. Yeah, but people are going to think that he's played it with the star.
No, but
he's pulled it right away. He's pulled it right away.
It's
pulled it right away. He can go a year later. The Kohen can come and ask him for the money. The pidyon is chal right away. Right now the pidyon is chal with this star, minatoyer. So the Rabbanan said, no, if you can make the pidyon right away, people are going to say, how do you make it? With a shtar. You can't make with shtars. They don't know that this shtar you could make, and shtar shel acherim you can't. So that's why they said, with this shtar you can also not make it. But min mikra din shekin rashi, that you could make it. The whole gzera is shtar shel acherim. That's how Rashi learns. Now the shaila is, and the tumim in Siman Samach Vav learns also like that. That the emes the tumim paskins that if a person has a shtar shel chayvus, it's mechayev himself. He could be paid the benefit. The only thing is, there's a gzera with rabbanim. Minatoyah, you can be paid with shtar chayvus. The shtar chayvus is good. So vice of the tumim was also gairus, wasn't gairus lekshe yitin. He was gairus that bright body. The only thing is a gzeira from one star for another star. But this star is good. Now the shaila is, let me explain, what's the pshat? If shtaris, the Gemara learns out in Choyre, the Gemara learns that Tosfos in Kedushin, the first Kedushin says that you ain't poidim b'kalkulos b'shtaris, you need gufim omen. So since stars are not gufim omen, so what's the difference, this star or that star? Why does Rashi say that with shtar is chayvis, he could be poidim? And the star shel acherim, you can't be paid. What's the pshat? What's the difference?
Who says you need guf and mamon? The Kiddushin says that you learn out from the Gufa Mamish, ain't paid in the Kiddushin.
You can't be paid with shtaris. It's ain't guf and mamon. Shtaris are not good for mamon. Therefore, you can't be paid. They're not. You can't be paid with it. So, therefore, that's the gzeira. What's the gzeira here? One star, the other star. But the star chayv shel acherim. Why can't you pay with the star shel acherim? Because ain't good for mamon. That's the whole gzeira here. People are thinking that you can be paid with star shel acherim. You can't be star. Why can't you be paid with star shel acherim? Because ain't good for mamon. So, what's this star better? What's the gzeira? Why is this star better than the other star? If a star is ain't good for mamon. So Ashtar is Chayvitz, what's the difference? That's the shot. Of course, or else it wouldn't be Akzera. I'm saying, Ashtar is Chayvitz, everybody holds you can't be paid. No such thing. The Nafkamina is, if you're going is here, B'nai B'nai L'Kshi Yitain, so that means you can't be paid even Ashtar is Chayvitz. You can only be paid them when you give them money. But if you're not goyres, kidekshita means b'nai podui with this star minatoyre you are poy. But the gzera is and star is star shel acher. That you can't. So this star you could, and the other and the star shel acherim you cannot. What's the difference? They're both stars. They're both in gufim mom. But by Peter Ben you need gufim mom. That's the question. Oh, so I wanted to say like this. The Ktsois, in Siman Kuf Chavov, the Ktsois says, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody has Maimich Loshta, there's a Kinyan of Maimich Loshta, meaning there's three people standing, Reuven is the Malveh, and he has a Loive Shimon. He owes him money. Shimon owes Reuven money. So, then there's a third person standing there, Levi. So Reuven says to Shimon, the money that you owe me, pay Levi. There's a dinner, that's a kinyan of Mamish Loshta. He has to give Levi the money. That means he transfers the choiv that he has from him to Levi. Zokte Shulchan Aruch, what happens? It comes out, Levi finds out that Shimon is an Oraman, he has no money. He's never going to pay this guy back. So, what? So, he sold him a choyv, which is not payable. He's never going to get his money. He didn't know that in Chabchir. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, that he can go back to Reuven and ask him for the money. He says, wait a minute, you fooled me. You sold me a shtah, you sold me a choyv of Shimon's choyv. It's never going to pay. It's not trying to get it. So what do you do? So the Tzvei HaChayshin says that it's much more from the Shulchan Aruch like that. The problem is because it's a noy. So it's a problem with a noy. He fooled him. That's why it's not chal. He's taking Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so like the Tzvei says that kasha. He says we know that b'shtores in a noy l'shtores. Which means that if you sell a choyiv, there's no annoyer.
So why over here he sold the choiv? Why is there an oil shtaros? It means the choiv. The choiv is there's no oil. If you buy something, you sell something, there's an oil. But something that's a choiv, you sell it, there's no oil. Just like there's no oil be kalkoyes, there's no oil be shtaros.
Are we talking that where the person selling it knew that the other person couldn't have it, and the person told him to didn't know? Are we talking about they both didn't know?
He didn't know.
They both didn't know.
It doesn't matter if the It doesn't matter if the Malvin knew. It seems that it doesn't matter. But if the third party didn't know. He didn't know.
He thought he didn't know.
He wouldn't have bought it.
But it doesn't matter if the
different sheet is. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's talk about in the case of the best case scenario that he knew. He knew he fooled him. Let's go in this case. He knew. I think it's also if he didn't know. It depends. Akapanim, the Tzoyis asks, why is there a noe? If the whole problem is a noe, why is there a noe? Eino noe b'shtaris. Enter the Tzoyis, he makes a chiluk. He says, when do I say eino noe b'shtaris? Is shtaris shel acher. If I sell you a shtar that I have on somebody else, I have a shtar on somebody, and I sell it to you, eino noe b'shtaris. But if I mischayev myself to you for some reason, I owe you, I want to pay you, whatever. I mischayev chayvus, there is a no.
That's called mamen.
Oh. The chayvus, what's the pshat? He doesn't say it clear. He mentions it, but says that's the chiluk. The Haredim talk about it, and that's how everybody learns. The pshat in Tzoyis is that there's a difference. What's the pshat? Why is this mamen and why is this not mamen? What's the difference? So, the way I understand it is like this. A shtar chayv shel acherim, if I have a shtar on somebody else and I sell it, I'm not selling the chayv. The chayv stays by me. I cannot sell a chayv. Tosfos talks about it, there's a Rabbeinu Tam that says you cannot sell a chayv. You cannot sell a chayv. But what you do sell, you could sell a shtar. What you sell is the chus that you could monai, the shibud the chosin, you could say. I'm giving you the right to get the choiv that he owes me. But the choiv is mine.
That
I never sold him.
Shibud. You don't owe me without the shibud. I'm selling this chus to mon.
That's a shibud the chosin. That's considered a shibud the chosin. Not a shibud aguf. No, shibud the chosin means.
It's like a hashor, a power of attorney.
I don't know what you want to call it. He gives him the right to collect. Well, he has the right to collect.
For
Raya, no, for himself. He can collect the choiv. No, nafkamine. That the malve could be moichel. The malve still retains the choiv. It's still his, and he could be moichel. He could be moichel the choiv. So you see, why can he be moichel the choiv? Because it's still his. He gave you the right to collect the choiv. No, not for me. He gave him the right to collect for him, to keep it. But it's only a right of collection. It's not that he gave over the choiv to another person. The choiv is still mine. He owes it to me. He doesn't owe it to the other guy. I gave him, yeah, you want to say power of attorney. I don't know exactly how I call it. Power of attorney is less than that. Here he has taka zchus to get, to have the money. But it's not considered shibud aguf. It's considered shibud nechasim. That's what Rabbi Natan says. We had it in Tzubas here before. Tzubas brings a Rabbeinu Tam. You cannot sell a choiv. So the choiv, that's all pshad. You can't sell a choiv if you're selling someone else's choiv that he owes me. So therefore, I can't sell it to another person. I can give him the right to collect, but I can't sell it. But a shtar choiv is chayvus. So I'm selling you, I'm making you the beneficiary. I'm not giving you only a schutz. I'm giving you the choiv. I'm chayiv to you money. So you have the choiv. You're the mauser. So so I'm giving it to you. So that's gufei mamon.
Why can't you do it also when I'm selling yen as chayiv?
You can't. Because it doesn't... Because it's mine. I can't sell it. Rabbeinu Tam says that's how it is. It's only drabbanan. There's no midrash, you cannot sell it.
It's a
schus gviya. It's not. You can't sell the chayv. So the chayv is mine. So I can be moichel. But I can't be moichel a shtar, it's chayvus, I mean, it's chayv, then all of a sudden I have charotah, I can't have charotah. I can't back out, I gave you, it's chayv, it's chayv, I owe you the money. So therefore, it's gufei moment. That's so therefore, by a noe, that's what the tzeis means. The tzeis means that that's why it's considered, there's a noe in that. Oh, so it comes out, according to the tzeis, that by maimon shloshton, it's the same thing. Maimon shloshton, it's not the pshat is that he's Reuven is selling Shimon's chayv to Levi. By Maimon Shloshton, he's transferring the Choyv to Levi. So the Levi, not only the right, Levi gets the Choyv itself. Maimon Shloshton is more than just selling a shtar. Maimon Shloshton has the power to transfer the Choyv to another person. Therefore, there's a noyeh, it's Gufei Moment. That's Gufei Moment. He gets the moment. He doesn't just get the right to collect. He gets the moment. So therefore, there's a noyeh.
Does that mean in Maimon Shloshton,
can't be exactly, exactly. Most shittas hold that my instruction, you cannot be moichel. You can't be moichel. Because he gave it away to the choyv. It's not his. He has not the right to job. Right? Exactly. Oh, so mele, you could say, and that's the pshat here, according to Rashi, you could also say that's the pshat here. That's the difference between shtal choyv shel acherim and shtal choyv shel ischayvus. If it's goofy moment, so he could be paid the ben with it. He's giving him money. It's not shtaris. What's this mad gevul shtaris from pidyon ben? It's only shtaris from achirim because he's not giving him mamon. He's giving mischayvus. He's not giving. It's not gufei mamon. But here, if we learn like the tzoyis, that is a shtaris chayvus is gufei mamon, so you can make pidyon also. So that's why Rashi has to say that the whole gzera is. That he might use, people might mixed up and use the shtar shel acherim. But with the shtar chayvus, he could. Technically, he could, without the gzeira. That would be the pshat according to the Tumim.
How about my shloshton by a pidyon?
According to that, it would work. Yes. According to that, it would work. Unless, Balzan, an interesting thing. That I want to bring the raya from the Rashba to this svara. Not to this halacha, but to this svara. The Rashba,
right, to the
Yisoy, yes. Not to the halacha of Rashi, not to the Tumim. You'll see, I'll show you why. But the etzem svara, that there's a difference between shtal choyv shel acherim and ischayvus. There's a difference that this is gufei moment, this is not gufei moment. I'll bring a raya. The Rashba asks a kasha and Rashi. In only in Kedushin, that hey, the Gemara wants to learn out that you could. That you could be mekadosh ha'isha with a shtar. What wants to learn out from moment? Just like if moment machnit, moment moitzim, moment machnit, what wants to learn out from, if you're mekadosh with moment, you can mekadosh with a shtar. So the Gemara asks, no, it's not a raya. Why? Because she came moment me'ekesev, she came koidim boy, hegdeshes, and ma'isa sheni. You can be paid with moment. With shtoreh, you cannot. So it's a pircha. How can you learn out? How can you learn out from keser that you can be mekadosh? That's just keser is stronger. You can't learn out from mekadosh. Okay. So what's the case where he wants to? Where you cannot be paid there. You cannot be paid the hegdish and ma'aser sheni with a shtar. Oh, so you say like this. Pirush Rashi. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Malek Kesef can put you by Hekdesh and Maestro Sheni. Avla Shtar ain't put you by Hekdesh. Yeah? So Mele, you can't learn out Shtar from Kesef. Right? No. By Kiddushin. The Gemara says, you can't learn out Kiddushin because you see that by Hekdesh there's a difference. So you can learn out Kiddushin either. Okay, that's the Gemara flagged up. The Gemara flagged up the Hekdesh. So what's Hechatim say? Dr. Ashi, im kosav shtar al moes ein hegdish bodi. What's the Hechatim say? He takes a shtar, he writes down to the hegdish, I owe you this amount of money, and he wants to pay the hegdish with that money. So he says, no, that cannot be pshat, what the Gemara means. Why? the Bechi HaGavne afilu be'isha ina mekudeshes. What do you say? What you, he wants to be, he wants to learn out that you can't be mekadesh Aisha with Shtar because you can't do Hegdish, right? He says Aisha, you can't be mekadesh with a Shtar. Even Lamaskane, you can't be mekadesh with such a Shtar. To write down, I owe you money, you can't be mekadesh Aisha. Voraya, he means Voraya. So he's saying, what are you trying to say that you can't be mikdash? You can't mikdash isha with a star because you can't mikdash. You can't be hegdeshes with a star. He says that's not the star we're talking about because that star you can't be mikdash isha. You can't mikdash isha with a star is chayvus. So therefore, what do you? So that's what we're done here. We're being done here with a different star, not the star of Ischaios. So what are you asking me that this star you can't use for Hegdish? We don't want this star. We're talking about a different star. This star we know that you can. What is Rashi learning that he's bringing that the star from Hegdish is no good? So Meila by Kedushin is also not good. We know that by Kedushin that's not good. That's not what we're talking about. So how do we know that you can't be mikdash, that you can't be that the ashtar is chayvis, you can't do pidyon? He brings it right from our Gemara. The ilu ha'oyma leisha harei at mikdashes li b'mono u'mechayv ani atzvach loch the shtar ba'oisa mono ainu mikdashes the mono ain kan shtar ain kan. If a guy writes, I'm being mechayev myself to you a certain amount of money, and he gives her the shtar, einam kedeshes. Because he's not giving her anything. Shari einam kedeshes b'shtar ela b'mono, u'mono inenu kan. What's he giving? He's saying, I'm being mechayev you with the money that I owe you. Is he giving her the money? No. Uke detnan, and he bring her right. How do you know that doesn't work? Detnan b'pcholis. So what's he saying? First of all, he's learning with the Girtze that Bnoi Podoi Lekshiyite. He holds the stories don't work. None of the stories work. And he gives the money, minatayre, it's good.
Not like Rashi.
He's learning with Kweipod. He says, the stories chayvis doesn't work, and only when he gives the money it works. And even when he gives the money, there's a gzera of Shem Yermin. Okay? So what's he bringing a raya? The alma, afilu dval toilo, enoi podri achshon, ero lekshayite. Since he's gzeres lekshayiten, that means that even if he gives now, so what's he giving the Kohen? He's writing a shtar to the Kohen, I owe you 5 Sloim, and Ula says, ain't b'nai podo, only l'kshayite. But with this shtar, ain't b'nai podo, yeah? V'chanami enem kodeshes atshayite. The same thing he says, if it doesn't work like b'den aben, it doesn't work like a dish. Now let's clear. How does the Rashba understand? He doesn't learn like Rashi. I'm not saying he learns like Rashi, but I'm saying he has the same svara as Rashi. If we're going to learn that the Rashba learns that the Maisa he holds that you cannot make pidyon aben not with the star is chayvus and not with the star shavachayim, neither one. Right? Only kshayite. So why not? The Gemara is not talking about star is chayvus. The Gemara is talking about star is chayvus, right? Not star shavachayim. And you cannot be paid this. He says, since you can't be paid with this, so you can't be mekadesh either. Okay?
It's not good for
a moment. If it's not good for a moment, like we learned until now, without the choice, it's not good for a moment. So what's he saying? He's saying that you cannot make pidyon aben because it's not good for a moment. Just like shtar shel achayim is not good for a moment. So he holds that like Rashi or the Ketumim. He holds that even shtar shel ischayv is not good for a moment. Therefore, none work. You can't make a pidyon with any of them. Therefore, you can't make kedushin either. That's not true. With the shtar shel acherim, you could be mekadesh ha'isha. You could be mekadesh ha'isha. If you have a shtar that you, someone owes you money, you give her that shtar, you're giving your mommy.
You mean when you pay?
What?
L'shiyitin.
No! With the shtar. You could be mekadesh ha'isha. You may arrey at the desis li b'shtar ze. Not a shabbos chayvis. Not a shabbos chayvis. A shtar shel acherim. You don't need guf emamah. You don't need guf emamah for kedusha. For kedin aben, you need guf emamah. For kedusha, you don't need kedin aben. You don't need for kedusha, you don't need guf emamah. So therefore, what's he bring, if he's learning that shtar is chayv, it's also the chasar is because ain't a guf emamah, just like shtar shel acherim. So what's he bringing a raya from kedusha to from kedin aben to kedusha? Kedusha, we don't need guf emamah. So what's he bringing a raya?
So you don't need
to come on and make a decision. You know, because you couldn't make a decision. You couldn't make a decision with the shtar shel acherim. The shtar shel atzmo, here's a problem here. That's the Rav says you can't. Shtar is chayvus, you can't. But the shtar shel acherim, you should certainly could. You're giving her something. Elamai, it's not good for your mom, you don't give her a mom back a decision. You're giving her a moment. What's the difference? You're giving her a choyv. You don't make a decision a choyv. Oh. No. Okay, so first of all, I want to say, so you see from here, the Rashba learned that the shtar is chayiv is gufei mamon. Like we learned in Rashi, it is gufei mamon. If it wouldn't be gufei mamon, and that would be the chazar in here, then that's not a chazar mekadushin. There must be a different problem here by shtar is chayiv. Not that it's not gufei mamon. If we learn, like without the tzoris, we learn that any shtar is not gufei mamon. Star is chayvis, star shel acherim, none of them are gufei mamon. And that's the chesorin by pidyon aben, because it ain't gufei mamon. So what's he bringing a raya from here that you can't do make a star by kedushin? Kedushin, you don't need gufei mamon. You don't need gufei mamon. So what's his raya? The teretz is that the Rashba learned now that star is chayvis is gufei mamon. That's not the problem. Like the tzoyis. It's goofy moment. Some foolish right in the tzoyis. It's goofy moment. Why can't you be played here? Why can't you be kaddish? It's a different reason. I'll tell you what the reason, what he says. It's a different reason. But Akabonim does state the law that he holds that shtar, a shtar that is, that a shtar is chayvis, is goofy moment. And technically, you could be pidyon aben, you could be kaddish yeshuv. So comes the Rashba and he says, it's a different reason. But I learn out from here, it's Taki Gufim. So why Taki is Ein B'nei Podik? So he says, because to be Mekadesh Isha, you don't need Gufim Moment, but you have to give her something. Meaning, giving something means taking out from me and putting into you. So Ashtar Shel Acherim, I'm giving you my star. I'm taking you something that's worth money, and I'm putting it in place in you. That's an isina. The nosa, you have to give. Same thing by pidyon aben. But a star is chayvus is worse. Even though it's gufei mamon, in that side it's taka maile, it's gufei mamon, but you're not giving her anything. What are you doing? You're creating a choyv. You're saying, I'm writing down that I owe you money. That you didn't give her anything. You didn't give her anything. It's not considered a nesina since it doesn't go out from you to give it to her. It's not a nesina. But kedush you need a nesina. Same thing by pidyon aben. So that's his raya. His raya is if you cannot make pidyon aben with a shtar is chayvus, even though it's goofy moment, but you can't be pidyon aben because you're not giving the kohen anything. What are you giving the kohen? You're writing the kohen. I owe you. You didn't give him anything. You didn't give him chayvus loy.
Vaisha, what's the problem? Vaisha,
same thing.
Can't you be mekadosh without this? But now you also don't give it.
You're giving something.
You just make a promise.
You're giving something.
That's giving.
But it's chayvus. Not giving. You're being mishabed yourself. You're creating a choyv. If you're giving, no. There is something there, and you're.
But I'm not giving.
You're giving her the right to do it. You're giving just like shtar chayvim. But you're also not giving anything. Shtar choyv. The shtar is not worth anything. It's worth you can make money out of it. So whatever you can make money out of, but here he's only creating a choyv. It's my mishmar for the Rashba's
lush. What kind of hetish? Why can't we go fight a hetish with shtar as chayvus?
with a star.
A star. So why can't I make quite a hectish? I did not have the same problem with
if you hold that you cannot, the Rashi holds you could. The Rashi says
you
can. The Rashi argues on Rashi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course. Rashi, I don't know where Rashi holds. Maybe Rashi holds over there. You also need the Rashi's kasha was, how can you learn? That's not the pshat in Poyim Mekdashis. That's not the pshat. He has a different problem with it. Not only that, he said only way he could. He says, if that Ishtaris Chayvus, you can't be Mekadosh Eishim B'chlal. You can never be Mekadosh.
But can you be quite a heck?
I don't know. According to Rashi, you could. Okay, according to Rashi, you can. Rashi is before you can. The Rashi argues. Pashtas, you can't. But he didn't give her anything now. Did he give her anything? He didn't give her anything. He created a... I'll tell you his I'm being mekadesh you with $100, right? And I'm writing you the star. I'm writing you a star that I have to give you that money, right? The mono ain't kan, the star ain't kan. I with the money that I will give you, I didn't give you anything yet. In not mekadesh with the star. It means star income means if you write, there's a kedusha star. You can write. I already have mekadesh as giver. You don't need money. B'chal. It's a zunda kinyan. But here is one kadesh with mammon. He wants to show with money. He just says the money. I'm writing the vayle a star. You should know you can be able to get the money. But did you get the money? It's good. You can mekadesh with the star. But the star is chayvus means the mana. That's what chayvus means. Of course, it's worth.
If she could sell it to the man,
of course it's worth. But he didn't create. He didn't give her the mana yet. He didn't give her the mana.
It's just like a quote that he has from somebody else. Otherwise, it would be different.
No. He's transferring a chayv. Here he's not transferring the chayv. He's creating a chayv. He's not transferring the chayv.
She got the shavet
kesef. It's not shavet kesef. He didn't give a shavet. Shavet kesef means you get something. That's not shavet kesef. Shavet kesef is something that's worth money. She can only collect this chayv. But the mono is still by him. He never gave it. He never gave it out. I understand what you're asking. The fact that you didn't sell it, what? She can make money out of it.
Is the shot? But it's not worth. Let's assume that he tells her, I'm giving you a money, and he writes a star of $200. And the market value of such a star is really $100. Why should it be more?
What's the difference? It's 200 or 100. What's the difference? What are you asking? What does that have to do with the market is more? He's not chayav for anything. He's mischayav him now a mana, right? Why isn't she mekadesh with this money? Why? She didn't get the mana, but she got a piece of paper that she even collected. That's not considered giving money. That's not considered.
But she can sell the piece of paper to someone else. That's
not money. That's not money. He didn't give her any money. Did he give her money? He didn't give her money. He gave her a schus.
Any shava prut is not money. She has to sell it.
No, that sell is money. Shava kesef. Shava kesef is also kesef. But this is not. He created.
He's asking you to sell a sellable item.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a sellable item. But this is not considered that he gave something from him to her. I don't know.
You hear what he's saying?
I understand. He if he goes and sells, she sells it.
No. He said
that's what he's saying. What?
No, he said because he said I'm being kadosh with this money.
That's what the problem is.
They're timing. If he says Amikadashu with the Choyev, that's not good. But they say Amikadashu with the Shtar, and the Shtar is worth something because if she could sell it, that should be good. That's what they're timing.
If it's Mishar with the Shtar, no, what he means to say is the Shtar is nothing. The Shtar is nothing. The Shtar is a piece of paper. What he means to say that he's not, he wants to say not Shtar, he means to say that if he, because there's another, a Fupi Shtar. If he writes her Aleh Mekadesh and give her the Shtar, that's being Shtar. That's what he means. That's what he means, Al Fuke. But he means to say that he's not giving. If he's Mekadesh with money, it has to go out from him. If he's just creating a Shtar, if he's just creating a Choyev, that's not considered giving. That's what the Rajma holds. Hakoponim, the Fizek comes out. It's getting late. The Fizek comes out that there's three shittas here. There's two halachas, but there's three shittas. The tumim holds that you could be paid their ben with a shtar shis chayvis, right? He's goyres. He's not very fit to eat it. I mean, the shtar shis chayvis, you could be paid it. According to if your bear is lekshi yitain, so you can't be mekadesh, you can't be paid with anything. Long stories. Only if you give the money. But if you give a shtar, it's chayvus. You give a shtar, but it's in good for a moment. You can't be paid. That's one cheat. Second cheat is that the tumim holds that you could be mekadesh with the shtar is chayvus, and therefore he's not very shiitin, and you could be paid with the shtar is chayvus. You can't be paid with the shtar shlachay. That's the whole problem. So with the ikra din, you could be mekadesh with the shtar. You could be paid with the shtar is chayvus. The third shot in the Rajba. The Rajma holds you cannot be paid there with a shtar is chayvis. He's going with lekshi yitin only. With the shtar is chayvis, you cannot. But not because it's ain't good for mom. It is good for mom, but there's a different chesar. You didn't give anything. So the maize comes out, there's only two shittas. That if you could, or if you can't. If you could use a shtar is chayvis, according to one shita is you cannot use shtar is chayvis. In another shita, you could use shtar is chayvis. Those who hold you cannot use a shtar is chayvis, there's two reasons why. Either because it's ein gufin momen, or because it's gufin momen, but he didn't give anything. That, those are the two shitas. And that's, it's getting late, so we can't get to the other shtickle.
What's a check? What does a check do? Okay.
I don't know how they... There's a whole shaila about it in Kiddush. You can be Kaddish with a check. Kaddish is a shtar is chayvus. Like about 200 years ago, Tov Kuf Tzadik Vav. There was a big tumult between the Gdolei Yisrael. There was a big goyim by name of Reb Tzvi Yosh Kalisha. I don't know if you heard from him. He was in the time of Akiva Eger, time of some Sefer. He was very interested in being building up. At that time, it was called Palestine. It was before he was very into it, and he even wrote a sefer called Shivas Tzion, all about. And he wrote a letter to the Baron Rothschild, and he asked him for his support. He wanted to make a colony in Eretz Israel of Jews, and he should pay for it. And then he wanted. Why did he want it? He said because he wants to be Makiv Karbonis. Baguste, and the Chassam Sofer, Akiva Eger, and the Nitziv, everybody was busy with this guy. The vice said they helped start for him because they wrote him letters. It was a big, big, big quarrel, back and forth. So Lemaise, Rav Nosna Adler was involved. So other people involved in this. One of the, I say Bekitzer, the mocker for this Rav Hirsch Kalischer is the Rambam. The Rambam says that even though the Kedusha Sa'oretz, the Machlekes of Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Lashayit, Kedusha Lashilovai, but even those who hold that Loikit Lashilovai, that the Kedusha Sa'oretz is bottle today, and there's no Kedusha, only Midrabbanan, but Kedusha Yerushalayim Migdash, the Rambam says, it was never bottle. Why? Because Kedusha Sa'oretz Mishum HaKibush. The bottle of the Kibush, the bottle of the Kedusha. Kedusha Migdash, he says, Mishum HaShchina. HaShchina Loikbot. So there's always Kedusha. Therefore, Zad the Rambam, Al-Kain, Makrivim Afa Pishayim Ba'is. Even if you don't have a Beis HaMigdash, you can mark it for once. They state the Rambam. So the Ma'is said, this is a big smach to Rav Hirsch Kalischer, that you could actually, of course, near Mizbeach. If you build a Mizbeach, a kosher Mizbeach, and the Mokem Mizbeach, and the Mokem Mizbeach, if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. You can build a Mizbeach and you map it for one. So they take the run. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to build a Mizbeach, and vice versa, Beis HaMikdash, he saw he's not shy to build. They're not going to let him. It's not practical. But a Mizbeach, you can make a small Mizbeach and be makir kabbanis. So the main, there's a lot of objections to this. The Maisa we find that the Netziv brings that we find that after the Churban HaBayis, until Churban Beital, they were makir kabbanis. The Gemara brings that they were makir kabbanis after the Churban HaBayis until Beitah. Why Churban Beitah? Because the Mizbeach, it says, Tzion Sode Techolesh. That happens later. But when the Churban Beitah, that's when they destroyed the Mizbeach also. The Mizbeach was still standing years after the Churban HaBayis. So they had a Mizbeach, but they didn't have a Mikdash. They were Makiv Korbanos at the Mizbeach.
Where is this Gemara?
There's a few Gemaras. There's one Gemara in Sanhedrin, none of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that they were ma'aber. Rav Gamliel was ma'aber shanim. There's three reasons why you're ma'aber shanim. Rav Gamliel had a fourth reason, because of the psachim. The Korban Pesach should come out in the Chodesh Aviv. So sometimes it gets later. So they were ma'aber the shanim. The ma'aber put in another month that it should be a little earlier. It should be able to come out because of the psachim. They said the Gemara. Rav Gamliel was after the Churban, before the Churban of Beitah. He was in that period of time. So it seems that there were Makriv Korbanis, Pesach HaKorbanis, there were Makriv, that's one Raya. Yeah. There's another Raya, there's another Rav Gamliel in Psochim, that he says before Shigemore, that he told Tovi Avdoi, Leich V'Tzalei Pesach Al Askula. The Gemara is a shayla if you can use an askula to be tzeila the Pesach, if it's considered tzliyesh or not. So the Gemara brings a raya from Gamliel that he told his Tovi Avdi to, and the Rishash and everybody says over there, Gamliel was after the Chub. He was after the Chub, and he still told his Evet to go and be tzeila the Pesach. So you see that there's another Gemara that says that Bazman Hazeh, if you're Makriv B'chutz, a korban, you chayiv al shchut echutz. That the halacha is you only chayiv shchut echutz if it's rei lefnim. Now, if you can't bring a korban, so lefnim, so you won't be chayiv al shchut echutz. So these are rayas that okay. So there's one. The Orach Laner has a sefer Binyan Tzion Tshuvos. His first siman he deals with this subject. And he says that in Heinrich Parsha it says, "Vashimoyis is mikdasheichem v'leyariach bereach nechalecheichem." What's the double lashon? I will destroy your Beis HaMikdash and I will not be meriach bereach nechalecheichem. Shat is that first of all the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Second of all, there will be no reach nechayach in the korbanos. Now the Gemara in the Mishnah in Zvachim says the Shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. You have to have six kavanas. The Shem Zevach, the Shem Zevach, b'shem ishim, and b'shem reach nechoyach. One of the things is reach nechoyach. Says the Ruch Haner, since it says v'lo yorei al b'reach nechoyachim, that means it will be no reach nechoyach. So you can't be makir apart. Forget about the Migdash. Even if you have a mizbeach, but it's not reach nechoyach, it's a mefuish. That's one of the klolos that it will be no reach nechoyach. So how can you make it apart? He wants to say you can't. That's why. Excuse me. Oh, you're asking very good. You're asking very good. So what's with the Rambam?
If you don't have a mizbeach, you don't have rei nechoyach. But we have a mizbeach, so we have rei nechoyach. So we don't have to
have a mizbeach.
What's wrong with that?
No.
We don't have a mikdash, but we have mizbeach, and we have rei nechoyach. We have father kol. We have father kol.
The pasuk says we do not have rei nechoyach. La'achal chuban, we don't have. We will do whatever you want. It's not going to be a reach nechoyach. That's one of the clauses. There will not be a reach nechoyach. There will not be a reach nechoyach, so you can do whatever you want. There's not going to be a reach nechoyach.
Maybe it means you want a reach nechoyach. You have to put a call. If you don't have
what?
If the mitzvah is destroyed, but if the mitzvah is not destroyed.
So what kind of clause is that? Make them a mizbeach. So make them a mizbeach. What kind of clause is that? So make. You don't need a mikdash. He said you don't need a mikdash. You only need a mizbeach. So make them a mizbeach. What's the clause?
So how does he get to the Rambam over here?
He asking good. Oh, that's what Netziv says. Comes the Netziv and he says, you know what? You're right. You know, because of Reach Nechoyach, you can't be Makiv any Kurbanis. It's Me'akiv. Even though some people say it's not Me'akiv, but Akurbanim, when Tziv says it's not Me'akiv, the only thing is, he says, that where does it say Reach Nechoyach of Allah Kurbanis? By Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nechoyach. So the Pesach does need Reach Nechoyach. So maybe all these Gemorahs that I brought a riot to a Hirsch Kalish here, that you could be Magdi, it's all talking about Pesachim. So the Pesachim, you could.
The whole thing was to bring the Pesach.
You could bring other components also.
That was meant to bring the Pesach.
Could be. That's what his thing was. Could be. I just said that.
No, but the sheet in Gemara.
The Rambam's a Gemara. The Rambam doesn't make anything up. It's a machlekes. I understand what you say. It's a machlekes. If kitcha l'shaita, and the Rambam says even more, even lamanda oma kitcha loy kitcha l'shaita, you can still be meaker because the kedusha of mikdash is betela. Everybody holds. It's a machlokes, but everybody holds that kedusha of mikdash is not but. So he's asking, according to Rambam, if he said you could be meaker, what about reach nechoyach? The Rambam is not mashma that he only means Pesach. The Rambam said you could be Magdash. You're right. I asked that right away. The Rambam said you could be Magdash. That was my gosh. That was a riot to a pure scholarship that you could.
It's not a Rambam, it's a Gemara.
I'm sorry. The Rambam said even the Manda Omar Loi Kitchel Slova.
So what's the answer to
that?
I don't think.
You want already to tell us that question? Okay. I'll get to that question. The Pashat of Pshat, I would say that it's a klala. So the chayre, the Pshat is calls man that there is the churban and we're in Golis. You can't be imakri because it's lo yagiyah b'yach nechachechem. That's part of the call. But let's say it's man ba'ez sheni. When they're building a Beis HaMikdash. So then already, the Ratzon Hashem is to make it with Alpinovi. They built the Beis HaMikdash sheni Alpinovi. That means that the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted us to make a Beis HaMikdash. So then, so the call is gone. So there's no call anymore. So then there will be reach nechayach. If you mizbeach, there will be. The klala of Reach Nechoyach is gone. Elamai, there's no Beis HaMikdash yet. And then Rambam says, Makdiv Ravu Shein Bais. You don't need the Bais. You need a Mizbeach. You need Reach Nechoyach. That's only Bizman the klala. But Bizman that you're building the Beis HaMikdash already, so that's already, you could do it even before the Mikdash. That would be one way out.
But that wouldn't help him, because he wasn't his second Beis HaMikdash.
Exactly. Okay, so he was the only one to be suffering. So you can get around that. The only thing is that Mefurish in If you look at the Ramban, this parsha, it's in first not like that. The Ramban says that the teichach of the chupesai and the teichach of kisovin. He says the teichach of the chupesai goes on by submission. The goal is of the chupon on the goal of submission. The teichach of kisovin is referring to the baisheni and our goal is today. So he adds. Right, he says, the Mishnah Toye Roimez Lekolusenu Ze. Vulahitzke Shom Hamigdash Vriach Nechoyach. In Kisovo, he doesn't say this color of Vashimaisis Midishechem, Vulahriach Briach Nechoyachem. Only in the Bais Rishon, it says. He's referring to Bais Rishon. Why? So the Ramban, Shiloy Hoya Hoeshe Redes Vecheres Akarbonets Vibai Shenik, Vashidim Sechel Yume. He says there was no the Eish Ben Hashemayim wasn't coming down. We didn't have it in the Bais Sheni already. So it seems that the Ramban is learning that that's Reach Nechoyach. Reach Nechoyach means that the Rebbeinu accepts the Kabbonis. And since that acceptance of Reach Nechoyach, we didn't have it already in Bais Sheni. So you see from the Ramban that he learns that Reach Nechoyach from Bais Rishon is gone. There's no Reach Nechoyach at all. So you can't say that later on, the Bais Sheni, it seems like, so you see another thing. But you see Fakel. How were they Me'akriv? So you see that it's not Me'akriv. So the Rabban says there was no Reach Nechoyach and Bais Sheni. Well, we know there were Me'akriv Kabbonis, Bais Sheni. So you see, Bais says he holds that it's not Me'akriv. Could be there's a Din, but it's not Me'akriv. I don't know how, but at the point you see from the Rabban that you can't say that the Reach Nechoyach comes back. It didn't come back. The thing until Meher of Yomeinu will be the Beis Hamikdash. But there's a chinuch that adds to this Rambam. The chinuch also says that Makrivim Al Bishem Bais, but he adds a shtickle. He says that even though Makrivim Al Bishem Bais, but there's no chayva. It's only rishus. Everybody talks about this. How do you differentiate? Why is it? If you could, why isn't there a chiyuv? If there is no chiyuv. If you could, you'd be a chiyuv. Elama, you can't. So why could you? Marsha. So I saw the from Rabbi Yashiv. He wants to say a pshat. Happy with this. He says since there's a din of so he says because of that there can't be a mitzvah. Because the Benjamin says he's not going to be mariach b'leach nechachecha. So therefore, you see that he was mafkia the mitzvah. But what? According to Ramban, is that okay? And the Ramban, if he holds the Ramban, okay, right? But I'm saying he's saying that's a pshat in the chinuch. The chinuch holds, which I don't understand exactly, because if there is taka din that so the choy you shouldn't be able to do it, shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Shouldn't have to have a
kavanah
for it.
You don't have to have a kavanah. It's not Reach Nechoyach.
The Gemara doesn't mention anything that it says you have to have, you're supposed to have a submission. It doesn't say that you should not have it because.
It's what? It is Mag?
It doesn't say that Rabbi Yashin, you don't have it.
He says that the Ramban says there was no Reach Nechoyach, so what's going to help me
have it? Shash says his Reach Nechoyach. It's the same Reach.
Same Shash.
It's not Me'akev. It seems like it's not Me'akev. It's not Reach Nechoyach. It's not Me'akev. Let me just finish off. Let me just finish off. It's late. He wants wants me to finish. So I don't want to hold up. I just want to say an interesting thing that I saw that in the tefillahs we say by Rosh Chodesh we say Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tochin. Where is Rosh Chodesh Tara? In Musaf in Yom Tov we say. And we ask for the Beis Hamikdash. We're asking for the Beis Hamikdash. In Tefillah Rosh Chodesh, we don't mention the Chal Beis Hamikdash. That's Mizbeach. Mizbeach Chodesh. I saw somebody wanted to say this. I don't remember who said it. I said it was a long time ago. He wants to say that since there's a din of the chinuch, that it's you could be makriv, but it's not chiyuv. So we'll come out of big enough community. I'm Shabbos in Yontif, since there's no Chiv, and I'll be with Chal Yontif. But Rosh Chodesh, you could do even with any bias. All you need is a mizbeach. So we're asking for a kaponim. Give us a mizbeach. We don't need a bitha mizbeach. But Musaf, there we need. There's another reason why we're asking the yontif. Besides that, because we a little regal. We're looking for that little regal. A real regal for sure. You need a mizbeach. A kaponim. Field oysed. Shabbos, I think he also said he mentions the Middash. Shabbos also mentions the Middash. I'm saying regular Shabbos, yeah. But in the Pasuk says, I saw the Sefer, there's a Sefer Tnufas Chaim from Chaim Palagi. And he says on the same Derech, it's a very interesting quote. It says on the Pasuk, it's Tiva Beltzayin Chayestiyayim, Tivne Chomis Yoshalayim, Oz Tachpoitz, Zivke Tzedek, Oilo Gekolil, Oz Yalo Al Mizbachecha. He says, even though Makriv Malchim Shem Bayis, but it's without Reach Nechoyach. You don't have Reach Nechoyach. So we're asking, Tivne Beltzayin Chayestiyayim, Tivne Chomis Yoshalayim, Oz Tachpoitz, Zivke Tzedek, Oilo Gekolil, Oz Yalo Al Mizbachecha. Then we'll have it like Reach Nechoyach, and we'll talk in the Kubur, the Rotz. I'm going to go to the next one.